1620 94.5 WTAW. It appears it's time again to remind you to remove valuables out of vehicles and then lock those vehicles. It's after Bryan Police on Monday received 8 reports of vehicle burglaries. 7 of the 8 vehicles were unlocked. The 8th did not involve forced entry. 7 of those 8 vehicles were also located at RV parks. Among the items taken include 3 guns, 2 wallets, a purse, and various amounts of money. Here's the reminder from Bryan Police Officer Cole Taylor.
Every new school year, we see a batch of new people that some may be from small towns that aren't quite as big as Bryan College Station. And with that, you also bring a lot of new victims and potential people to take advantage of them. Just a reminder, keep your doors locked, because most of these criminals nowadays are going to go for the easiest thing, and that is just to walk and pull door handles. And if your door handle's open or your car's unlocked, creates an easy access point to give somebody a few moments to rummage throughout the entirety of your car and find anything worth taking.
Well, in this case, whoever did what they did came away with some, what I consider troubling, is that 3 of the victims lost firearms.
Yeah, correct. Well, it's important for everyone to keep their car doors locked for a variety of reasons, your personal items like wallets and your identification items. It's even more important if you're actually keeping guns in your car. Like you said, in this instance, there were 3 guns taken from 3 different vehicles. So, I mean, a lot of people would probably think it's common sense to either take their guns out or lock their cars if they're going to leave a firearm in there, but unfortunately that wasn't the case.
Having 3 guns taken in vehicle burglaries, 3 in a night may be a little unusual, but over the course of a year, this is not unusual to see on a regular basis that firearms are removed from vehicles.
Yeah, unfortunately come across it fairly often where there's somebody's car is burglarized and one of the items taken is a firearm. I mean, obviously it's kind of a hot commodity for criminals if they can score a free firearm on the street, and then it just makes it that much more difficult for law enforcement to try to locate these guns, especially you never know where they're going to end up.
I suppose to wrap up this conversation, in addition to doing everything that you can do in keeping valuables out and keeping vehicles locked, to try to be a good neighbor and watch out for your surroundings, and perhaps somewhere down the line that'll help in catching somebody.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the first line of defense is obviously the citizens who live in the communities. I mean, law enforcement's here to help, but we can't be everywhere at once. So the more people paying attention to their surroundings and calling in suspicious behavior of people that may be looking into vehicles or looking for things to take, letting us know is that first line of defense for us to respond out there and hopefully contact these people or deter them from stealing things or maybe catch them with stolen items.
Thanks again to Bryan Police Officer Cole Taylor for the reminders to remove valuables from vehicles and then to lock those vehicles. All this the result of Bryan Police on Monday receiving 8 reports of vehicle burglaries, 7 unlocked, the 8th did not involve forced entry. And among the items taken, 3 guns, 2 wallets, a purse, and various amounts of money. This is 1620 94.5 WTAW.